everyone. It's Terrific Transformational Tuesday. The date is March 18th. The year is 2025. Welcome to Oh My Angels. I'm your host, Peggy, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. I'm so excited to be here today. Things are shifting and changing, and it's never dull, right? This day and age, just turn on the news for a little bit. Things are changing faster than you can blink sometimes. For those of you who are new to my show, if you want to jump in the chat room, if you'll go to 12radio.com, top left-hand corner, you'll see the word chat. Just click on that, and we'll invite you in, as it is a private Facebook page. And you can type any questions you want to get an answer from in there. And then after break, I'll go in there and we'll give you some answers from your angels. I post something every day. I try to be upbeat and positive. Today's post, I'm going to read out loud to you for those of you who haven't seen it, because it really struck with me today. And I'm hoping that you'll get something out of it. I don't know who the author is. I copied it and posted it online. There was no author attached to it, but it says, I read a book that said, marriage is hard. Divorce is hard. Choose your hard. Obesity is hard. Being fit is hard. Choose your hard. Being in debt is hard. Being financially disciplined is hard. Choose your hard. Starting a business is hard. Working 9-to-5 job is hard. Choose your hard. Life will never be easy, but you can choose your hard. Choose wisely. And I don't know why, but I think, the first day of spring is Thursday. And the first day of spring, 19 years ago, I quit smoking. And so I know it's a very powerful day energetically. And if you're looking to make some lifestyle changes or life changes, why not start the first day of spring? For me, it was taking that first breath of air that wasn't smoke-filled, right? And I really didn't want to quit. But I had just gone through a Reiki master course, and I was finding that to do the Reiki effectively, I was having a hard time with my breath work. And I thought, okay, I've got to make some changes if I'm going to do this. And I felt very strongly that this is what I was being led to do. But again, I just turned it over to the universe and said, you know what? If it's meant for me to continue doing Reiki and exploring what I can do with that, then I need your help quitting smoking, because I can't do both. And for those of you who have never been addicted to nicotine, you probably can't even imagine, but it gets a hold of you. It became my best friend through two divorces, through a lot of abuse, through death, destruction, the whole nine yards. It was my best friend. It's the one thing that never left me when times were tough, right? But I told the universe, like, hey, you got to help me with this. I'm going to quit. I'll choose March 20th, the first day of spring, as my first full day of non-smoking. But up until that point, I kind of changed some of my patterns with it. Was trying to break part of the habit of it, of what time I smoked and whatever. And I mourned it for a good 30 days before I ever quit. But I had started cutting back. But I told God, I said, if this is really truly what I'm supposed to do, I don't want any cravings. I don't want to be, a total, what to people, with snapping, biting their heads off because I'm craving nicotine. I don't want any cravings. I don't want any of the side effects. And that's exactly what happened. The night before, I can still remember, I went out on the deck. It was raining. Thank God I had a deck that was covered, and I sat out there. I had a half a pack of cigarettes left. Can you imagine? A half a pack left, and I had to go to bed. I was tired, And I stood out there and I smoked my last cigarette and cried the entire time. And I just kept praying and saying, please just take this craving and stuff away from me. Help me to stick with this because this will show me that this is what I'm supposed to be doing as far as, the healing work and those kinds of things. And I smoked my last cigarette. I took the rest of the cigarettes into the kitchen, poured water all over them. I took apart my Zippo lighter. I dumped out the lighter fluid that I had left. Everything. I got rid of everything went into the trash. And I went to bed and I got up the next morning and I've been smoke free since then. So, you can choose what you want to do, right? And it can be hard either way. But because I turned it over, I truly turned it over. I was ready to quit. It was divine timing, first day of spring. And 19 years later, here I am. I still don't crave a cigarette, don't like them, don't want them. And it's been amazing. And again, it was because I was ready and the universe gave me the divine timing to do it. So I just wanted to share that with you. If you're thinking about making some changes, think about it between now and Thursday and then set the intent and see what happens. Ask, the universe and the angels to guide you and to support you. They'll definitely be there. So before I got to today's topic, I wanted to make sure I shared that with you because, again, for me, the first day of spring is very powerful. And I'm going to be making some more lifestyle changes starting Thursday, but I'll let you know how that works out. So I feel very positive about it. I'm letting go of some things, some habits that are not good for me. And I'm excited about these changes. And I'm excited about the people that are supporting me on this journey. So for those of you who are listening, thank you. Thank you. Your support is greatly appreciated. Okay, besides doing this show, for those of you who don't know, I'm an advisor at 12listen.com where I'm available every day. You can also go to my website, which is Oh My Angels, and that's spelled ohmyangels.com to learn more about me, get into the nitty-gritty of it. Every month I do angel scopes, and you can get out there and see what the angels had to say for your zodiac sign for the month of March. And any feedback, from that, let me know. That's not my strength, but the angels guided me to put it out there, so that's what I'm doing. So I've also added a tab into the website where you can see the latest on demand. So if you go to 12radio.com and go to the on demand, you can find me there, or you can go to my website and find it there as well for the previous radio shows that we've had. So all righty. Today's show is kind of interesting. I've titled it Manifested, Now What? And have you ever really wanted something really bad? And you say, okay, this is going to be the year I'm going to do it. And then a couple of years go by and you're like, yeah, I'm really going to do it. I'm really trying to manifest this. This is something I want to do. I want to try it, blah, blah, blah. Well, then it happens. What do you do with that? I'll give you an example. I've wanted to do a podcast for the last 4 years. And every year it was, this is the year I'm going to learn how to do it. Well, then all these excuses come flooding in. Oh, you've got to have all this equipment. You've got to have this. You've got to know how to do this and that and the other. And oh my gosh, it's overwhelming. It's going to cost this amount of money and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I found probably 1,000 excuses not to learn. It was just easier to have somebody else do it, right? And then just sit back and go, geez, I wish I could do a podcast, you know? Well, things are changing, and we do Skype, or at least my show is in through Skype. And then Serena produces it, and then it gets uploaded into 12 Radio where you can play it on demand. Well, Skype's going away in May, and 12 Radio is still going to be here. Don't get me wrong, it's still going to be here, but it's how it's going to get done. And what I heard my angel say, okay, you've been wanting to do this now, let's go for it. Mark started doing his podcast. Radio show and through YouTube, And I mean, if you guys haven't had a chance to see it, it's just amazing. And it's so fun to see him out there and seeing live, right? So I'm gonna be doing the same thing. So I'm challenging myself between now and the 1st of May to get it together, girl, to where I can learn what I'm doing. I've got a lot of things that I've got written down on the list and I need to go through and stuff. So what I'm hoping is you guys will follow me like you have with Mark onto the YouTube channel to get it live. So it's still going to be there, but it's just going to be at a different type of venue. But between now and then, it's still the same, right? But I've got a lot to learn. And so the angel said, just put it out there, let other people know. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I have come up with a gazillion reasons of why I could not do a podcast. And what it made me think of is I started work for One Two Listen on April 1st, 2013, April Fool's Day, right? Which was my grandmother's birthday, and she was the psychic one in the family. So I thought it was like kind of like a happy birthday present to her, me stepping out and going public with my readings and healings. And it wasn't even a month later that I get a call asking if I want to do a radio show. Now, had I breathed and thought about it, I would have told them, no, thank you, I'll pass for right now. But the angels had me, I mean, immediately, I didn't even think about it. I said, sure, I'll do it. And I hung up the phone. I'm like, oh my God, not only now are you doing radio, I mean, you're doing One Two Listen calls, doing readings on the phones for all these people. Now you're going to be on a radio. Who the heck are you to be on the radio? What experience do you have? And the answer was, I don't have any. So I was like, I was trying to find all the reasons why I shouldn't do it, right? I'm not qualified. I'm not good enough. I'm not this. I'm not that. Instead, I heard, just try it. You'll never know until you try it. And it opened up a whole new world for me. Working for One Two Listen, number one, just opened it up. I mean, I got to meet and talk with customers all over the world, so that's just simply amazing. And then when the radio show started, I've still got the very first radio show I did, and oh my God, you guys, you can hear my voice, my voice shaking. And I still have days that I have panic attacks, before or right as I'm going on air. So, but how do you know that you can't do it until you try, right? So, I was told at first, Peggy, you need to do this, you need to do that, and don't laugh. And I have a bad problem when I get real tickled on something and I can't stop laughing. I snort laugh, right? And I was told you don't want to do that on the air, and you shouldn't cry on air. And I thought, oh my God, I can't do this then, because all I can do is be mean. And I had some people who mean a lot to me who said, Peggy, just be you. You're fine. You're going to be fine. So, those of you who have stuck with me all these years, thank you so much for your support. And it's going to hopefully continue. But again, now the whole panic is like, oh my God, it's a podcast. That means you can't do the show in your pajamas. I mean, I guess I could, but no, thank you. I can't wear raggy old shirts and whatever, right? I need to at least look halfway decent, right? Well, then comes the thing of makeup. I don't wear makeup. I have my eyeliner tattooed on, and my lips have been tattooed with some color, but makeup makes my skin crawl. I mean, I just want to claw my face off whenever I have to wear makeup. So you guys are going to see the raw. What you see is what you get. But I'm excited. I'm nervous, but I'm excited. It's going to be fun to share my experiences to a live audience and to give the live readings like what I do here when you guys type in your questions and I give you answers. So I don't know. I think it'll be I'll definitely be a work in progress, but it's still I know some of you out there that are listening, there's things that you want to do. Well, to me, do it now. Start now, no matter what. Don't let the fear that you're not good enough or you don't know enough or somebody else is a better than you or they're the expert and you're not. How do you know until you get started, right? Take that step. You know, I may get out there and I may just totally flop. I may be horrible at it, but I won't know until I try, right? And even if I do flop at it, to me, it's not a failure. I tried. So, and that's how I'm looking at it. I'm mostly excited though, because again, divine intervention, they've timed everything where I'm forced to make a change one way or the other. Either this is my ideal time and shot to go for it and to learn how to do this and just do it, be creative with it. Or I can say, okay, I really didn't want that, and then walk away from it. And I know me, I will always regret it if I don't at least try it. So the angels are encouraging each and every one of you. Find that one thing you want to change in your life, or find out that one thing in your life you've always wanted to do. Why not do it now? Why not start it the first day of spring? What a wonderful, energetic day to make a positive change in your life. I mean, the energy is just for me, to go 19 years and not even crave one cigarette. And that's through the death of both my parents and relationships and all that. And I still have not gone back to smoking because I was ready. I turned it over and released it and said, I'm going to make some positive changes in my life. Even if it's just one step at a time, right? Just one step at a time. You don't have to look at go, oh my God, I've got all this stuff to do, even though. Oh my God, I've got all this stuff I have to do between now and the first part of May. The things I have to learn how to do or not do or say or not say. But I'm accepting the challenge from the universe saying, okay, we'll see what happens. You know, the biggest thing though is that I'm trying and I'm gonna go for it. And I feel like there's quite a few of you that have been wanting to make some changes. And I'm hearing, you know, I'm a prime example. Make the change that you've been wanting. You know, like I said in the what I read off the meme from this morning, choose wisely. You know, life is not easy, but choose your heart. And I would rather choose the hard part of learning on how to do a podcast and what to do with it once you've made it, then sit back and go, okay, well, I'm choosing not to learn. And now I'm going to sit over here and, like, oh my gosh, now what am I going to do? There's nothing, you know, what am I going to do with this? You know, I still want to get the messages out. The angels want me to get the messages out. So it's not like I can say, okay, no more. I'm not doing this anymore. You know, I guess I could. But me being me, I can't do that. So they're asking you as well, you know, which heart are you going to choose? For me, I'll be honest with you, I'm nervous as hell about it. But I'm going to have to laugh about it, you know, and just get through it and know that the angels will guide me and show me what I should or shouldn't do. You know, when I do the radio, you guys can't see me, but a lot of times I'll close my eyes because I'm just tuning into what they're saying and I just go with it. And I type up what I'm going to say every week. You know, I have my bullet points out. And I've come into a show and like 2 minutes before going on the air, they've changed what I'm going to talk about. So I've asked them not to do that, at least the first month that I'm doing a podcast, because that can get kind of like, oh my God, that panic. Like, ah, why are you having me? I had this all set up, how I was going to say it and what points I wanted to make. And now I'm not going to have that little cushion, you know? So I've at least asked them to have a little patience with me and to help me through this. So, but it's exciting. And I want you guys to be excited about some choosing something in your life that you're, why not do it now? Why not take that chance on yourself to get that new haircut, to do a total change of how you would normally dress, to decide to get fit for a change, or decide to go on that trip you've always wanted to go. Take that cruise, whatever the case may be, go for it. If it's something that's not going to hurt somebody else and it's for you and it's going to make you happy, just try it. Ask God and the angels to get behind you and support you and to guide you on what you should or shouldn't do. And then just watch what happens. Like I said, I've been quote unquote manifesting this for 4 years. In fact, I just reaffirmed to myself the first of this year, this is going to be the year I'm going to have a podcast. Well, here it is, the middle of March, and up until this past week, what had I done to get a podcast going? Nada. Not one dang thing, except for again, make some inquiries about, what kind of camera do I need? And what about the lighting? And what about this? And what about that? And I'd make little notes, but then I get sidetracked on something else, right? But I never follow through on any of it. Well, then this situation comes up to where I got an email saying, thank you for being a good customer of Skype, blah, blah, blah. But effective, May 1st, Skype will no longer be here. And I'm like, I know how to work Skype. I know the ins and outs pretty much. And now you're taking that away from me. And poor Serena, she's having to research and do the things that's going to be needed for to handle these radio shows, which she's doing. And it's going to be a smooth transition, I'm sure. But it was like, Peggy, here's your opportunity. You can create this. And then you'll have to learn how to get it to Serena where she can put it into the 1-2 radio, what they call it on YouTube, subscription channel, whatever they call it. So there's still a lot to learn, but how exciting. I'm 67 years old and now I'm going to learn how to do a podcast. To me, that just blows my mind, maybe not what some old people do, right? My granddaughter's real excited for me. She started laughing. She goes, "It's about dang time, Nana." So, but I'm excited about it. It's fun. It's scary. And right now, I think the exciting part is outweighing the scared part. And then later on this afternoon, something will come up, and maybe the scared part will be a little bit higher than the exciting part. I have to play it minute by minute. But it's something to look forward to. So find that something in your life that you've always wanted to do or go or change and choose wisely. The one thing, I can remember people tell me when I was younger, life goes by fast, make it count. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm in my 20s. We'll live forever, and you have big goals and big dreams. Well, then life happens and you don't always get the dreams that you want, or you didn't always choose wisely. You thought maybe you did at the time, but maybe you had some major lessons you had to learn. And it's how you moved through those and got through those that changed and helped you become who you are today. So look at that and say, okay, for me, I'm 67. I'll be 68 this summer. What do I want? Where am I headed? And for me, it's still, I want to do the healing and the angel work. That's my life purpose. And how best can I get the messages out there? What can I do to make things better, to where more people can hear what I've got to say, or to not, I guess. But I just know that I'm being guided to do this. So if you can choose something in your life, if you could choose one thing that you could start when you wake up Thursday morning saying, today's the day. I don't care if it's just to ride your bike every day until winter gets, if you're in the Midwest, till winter gets here or fall gets here, you know? For those in Arizona, you can pretty much ride your bike year round. You just have to do it at 4 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning before it gets too hot. But again, it doesn't matter what you choose, just choose something you've always wanted to do, but you've been procrastinating. Let go of the excuses. Ask, you know, the universe and the angels to guide you, to show you, to lead you where it is that you can best serve your highest good. And then watch what happens. Did I know 3 weeks ago that I was going to choose this? Heck no. It just came out of the blue. Things happen, and here I am. So I just wanted the angels wanted me to share what's happened with me, where maybe you can, they give you the courage to say, you know what, if Peggy can go at her age and go and do set up a podcast, then I can do something. I can do this or I could do that. There's no excuses. Okay, you guys, well, it's time to take our little break. So if you'll just hang out for a little bit, we'll be back very shortly. And until then, just, well, till then, I'll talk to you then. We'll be back in 5. Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy with Oh My Angels here on 12radio.com. You can, if you're in our Facebook page, please go ahead and put any questions you want answered, and we'll get you some answers from your angels. I hope the first part of the show you enjoyed it. It's exciting times. I believe in, tuning in, asking the angels and the universe for guidance, and then paying attention when they give you the answers. And again, sometimes the answers they give you may not be what you want to hear, but they'll always give you what you need to hear. Just got to remember to ask. Let me jump in the Facebook page here real quick. Don't you hate it when you continually hit the wrong button? Choose wisely, Peggy. Come on now. Okay. Maureen's in the house. Hey, Maureen. I'm glad that you're here. She says, good morning, Peggy, Serena, and my two friends. Welcome to you, Maureen. I appreciate having you here. And Renee's in the house. Hey, Renee. She says, good morning. Pamela Snow is in the house. Pamela, I love that you're here. She says, good morning, Peggy. She says, I can totally relate. I was a 3-pack-a-day smoker. Quitting was one of the hardest things I have ever done. I also cried my heart out the night before I quit. I know I probably wouldn't be around today if I didn't make and stick to that decision. I haven't touched a cigarette since, and it's been over 30 years. Congratulations. That's, well done. But I think that once you're truly ready, because I tried a couple of times before that, but for me, it was knowing that the work that I was supposed to be doing with the Reiki and with the readings, I couldn't do both and continue to smoke. One had to go. But, the cigarette had, this is going to sound sick, but it had been my best friend. It had seen me through everything. And now I was letting go of that crutch. And, but I had the Reiki work and I had the readings to help other people. And so I knew it was the right thing for me. And even though I mourned, I really did, I mourned my cigarettes. But again, I said, I played, let's make a deal with the universe. I'm ready, but you got to help me here, And they did. I've never looked back. And it's been, it was one of the best, wisest decisions I've ever made in my life. Since then I've done, that was when I was doing the Usui Reiki. I'm a Karuna Reiki master, and now I'm an animal Reiki practitioner, 1 and 2. And by the end of April, I'll be a Reiki animal master. So it's amazing, the energy that flows and the being able to help other people. It makes you feel good. It really, when you're giving Reiki to somebody else, the Reiki and flows down through me and out through me to the person that I'm working with. And so every time I give someone the Reiki energy, I'm getting it as well. So, how does it get any better than that, right? So, I'm like you, Pamela, way to go. It won't be long. I'll have my 30 years in, right? You just keep it up. Good for you. Joni Thompson's in the house. Welcome, young lady. Appreciate you being here. Says, good morning, Peggy. Great inspirational story for the first day of spring. Thank you for that. And to your podcast. Wow, what an example you are. Oh, thank you. She said, will you tune in for me today? Looking specifically for a general health check. Been some intense energies. I'm still noodling on my next move work-wise. Not sure why I'm not clear. The first thing I'm going to go in reverse order is that you're not clear because it's not time to make that choice, the move work, thing. So just stay open. I do feel like this is, I don't know, it's a real good spot on with time-wise, but it feels like by the end of March, you'll know. Yeah, by the end of March, first part of April, you'll know where you're going to be going with your next job, your next work. In fact, that's one of the reasons you don't have it yet is because it doesn't feel like that position, that place has opened up yet. Pardon me. So you just need to stay open to receive the guidance. Just every day, say, you know, be in gratitude. Thank you for guiding me to my new place of employment. And just put out there what you're wanting and just be in gratitude as if you've already received it. And then you'll be like me, you manifested it. Now what? But it does work. So, general health, I feel like, you said intense energies. It feels like you've been processing a lot. So, I would clear your energy and your living space. If you've got, most people just say sage. I do it in three depths. Pardon me. I say sage is like your everyday cleaner, right? Then, Palo Santo is like, okay, we need to pull out the Windex or whatever, the furniture polish, and use that, right? And then the cream of the crop is Copal. It's C-O-P-A-L. That's a heavy duty. We're going to bring out the heavy duty stuff to cleanse. And I'm hearing that the Copal would be good for you because you're still holding on to some stuff you've already worked through, but you didn't release it. Like I tell people, it's like you gathered up all the trash, but you left it sitting by the front door, on the inside of the front door, and you haven't taken the trash out yet. So take that trash out, girl, and you'll feel a shift in the energy. But overall, general health, I feel like you're pretty good. If you've got some specific concerns, definitely, you know, go get checked out. You know, it's the first part of the year. Go get it taken care of. But overall, I feel like you're pretty good, okay? Okay, I hope that helped. Julie Daniels is in the house. She says, good morning, Peggy. Julie from Astoria. How are you? Thank you for showing up. I appreciate you. Okay, let's see here. Oh, Maureen says, Peggy would like a message for my 1121 Scorpio hubby. He fulfilled his dreams 2 months before COVID and purchased his company along with two partners. It's been a roller coaster ride, renegotiating the deal 3 months ago as the value of the company went down. Work is plowing in due to the start of April, but money is an issue. He is holding his head above water as the new work will prove profitable, but getting there has been sleepless nights and a roller coaster. He's not backing down, but watching him is painful as this has been 35 years of relationships and love. My question is, will they be able to make it? If I know him, the answer is yes. And I'm hearing yes as well. What he really needs to do is to let go of his fear. I feel like that's why it's been the roller coaster. That fear steps in like, are we going to make it? Are we going to make it? And he picks up on that stress and then when he lets go of it, says, screw it, we're going to make this no matter what. And just he just puts his heart and soul into it. Then everything levels out and it's fine. So that's why the roller coaster effect. He's pulling the fear towards him and then he's pushing it out. You know, so he just needs to know that he is surrounded and protected. It's happening for his highest good. Do I think he'll keep the company super long term? No, I don't think so. I think that he'll let go of it when it's time for him to let go of it. But right now, it still feels good. But he's got to learn this lesson of he's got to know that the service he provides is a good one. He's got to know that he deserves to have this money coming in. And whenever there's a money issue, it sounds really trite, but it's not because I've been there, done that. You just have to let it go and just say, okay, I don't know how it's going to happen. I just know God and the universe have my back and this is going to be fine. It's going to work out for my highest good, no matter what. So let go of the fear. And trust me, I've had fear with money forever up until probably the last 4 or 5 years. That's not to say there's not times I go, uh-oh. And then I just have to remember, just breathe and let it go and say, you know, thank you for the money coming to me. Thank you for the money to pay all my bills, whatever, you know, message that or mantra you want to say. Just affirm it. Just affirm it and believe it. You know, ask for it, believe it, receive it. That's one of my best mantras. I mean, how does it get any better than that, right? But you can't keep worrying about something because you haven't let it go. You ask God and the universe to take care of it. But if you keep pulling it back, then it doesn't give them the opportunity to give you what you truly deserve. You're not letting go of it. So I think you and your husband both, when it comes to this business, needs to let go of the stress and the worry of it. Have faith. Like you said, you know him. He's not gonna let this fail. Yeah, stuff happens, and there's a lot going on in the economy today. But you have to trust that no matter what happens, right, wrong, or indifferent, A, he did it to begin with. He got his own business. B, he's been making it. There's no reason to believe that he won't make it. So just be in gratitude every day. Thank you. You know, I always say, Mother, Father, God, thank you so much for the blessings of today. Thank you for XYZ turning out the way it did. Because it's always going to happen for your highest good. Sometimes we have to dig a little deeper to find that highest good to go, oh my God, why did that have to happen that way? But then when you look at the bigger picture, you're like, ah, okay. All righty, I get it now. But truly, the sleepless nights, et cetera, you've got to let go of that fear. So I think it's going to be okay. You just have to, again, Maureen, keep the faith and have him keep the faith and let go of that stupid fear. I know all about it, but turn it around instead of saying forget everything and run, turn it around and say face everything and rise. Get through it. Okay. Hope that helps. Suzanne's here. Hi, Suzanne. She says, good morning, Peggy. Happy to hear you live today. And I'm so thankful that you're here, Suzanne. I appreciate you being here. Gail Gio Giovannetti, did I say that right? Maybe, hopefully. Says, good morning. Says, if there's time, could you let me know about my finances because of all this stuff going on in our country as I move into California at the end of April and I'm worried. Thanks, yes. Love you said you didn't always choose wisely. I didn't, but I learned lessons. So see, then you did choose wisely because you had lessons to learn and you chose a way to where you could get those lessons learned, right? So good job is what I'm going to start with on that one. Your finances, again, the money issue, you just have to be, I wish I knew where you were moving to California. I'm not so sure California is where you need to be, but if you're already set in stone and that's where you're going, then yeah. I don't think you're gonna stay long in California. It doesn't feel like it's a permanent place for you. So if there's another part of the country that you're wanting to move to, write down and weigh the pros and cons of moving to California versus moving to whatever other part of the country that you want to move to. If it's set in stone and you have to move to California, that's fine. But again, I don't see you staying there. It doesn't feel like your energy will prosper there. So the things can change and shift. Right now, I'm just feeling like you need to weigh your choices and your options. And again, if you have to go, then I would ask the angels to surround and to guide you. To a place that matches your energy. I don't know where in California you're moving, so okay. I understand you being worried about it. I think a lot of that has to do with anytime you move, I don't care where you're moving to, there's a lot of stress and concern. And there's a lot that goes into it, you know. I've moved a lot and it is stressful every single time. I don't care how many times I've packed my stuff up and moved. I don't think I've had one move that was not stressful. Even moving back to Kansas, which is what I really wanted to do, and I should have probably come back a year earlier. But I still had lessons to learn up in Arizona. So I can't regret that. And then first coming back, I could have looked at some things negatively, but instead I had more lessons to learn in this particular move than I've had for quite some time. So I just kept, you know, every morning I would hear, well, today's another learning day, right? So if you look at your move to California that way, instead of worrying or stressing about how things are unfolding, just say, okay, what is it I can learn from this today? You know, ask the universe, guide me, show me, help me to my highest good, whatever that might be. And then trust the information that you're getting. Because again, moving is super stressful, and fear likes to knock on your door and say, hey, we're the welcome wagon. We're going to scare the you know what out of you today. We're going to make you think about this or that. When that stuff comes in to your head, which it does when you're moving or thinking about moving, you just have to say, you know, thank you for showing up, but it was not going to it doesn't feel like California is the place that you'll stay permanently. But try to find the good in everything, and try to find, I mean, the angels will guide you. They'll show you. Trust. I'm hearing for you particularly, just trust, okay? Trust that inner guidance. Don't blow it off, and don't make it something that's not either. If you get what I'm saying. Okay, let me see what else. I'm trying to get this to refresh for me. Give me just a minute here. I clicked on the right button. I'm so proud of myself. Let's see here. Miss anybody? Oh, Gail says she's moving from Texas to now. Yeah, I get you there, girl. I'm a born Texan, and you couldn't pay me to live there. I'm sorry, but whew, yeah. Ooh, it gave me chills down my back. So, yeah, I understand leaving there, but. What part of California, if you get a chance, type that in. And let me see if I can get a clarification for you. Because again, California doesn't feel like it's much better for you. But let me know where you're going and we'll look at that. Let's go back up here. Maureen says, love today's topic. Thank you. You're so welcome, honey. pardon me. Joni Thompson says, thank you so much. You are a gem. Feels good and validating. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I like it when I can give somebody some clarification because, you know, when I want to know something, the only way I can get the validation, you know, unless I talk to one of my one, two friends, you know, and we exchange a reading or whatever, because it's hard to do a reading for yourself, right? Because ego steps in and ego says, oh, but I really want it to be this. So I know that this is right. You know what I'm saying? When, if you really looked at it, questioned it, and did some breath work on it, you might find, yeah, that's really not what you should be doing. You know? So I love to be able to give somebody validation. And I love my one, two friends that can give me validation when I need it as well. And there's times that, you know, I ask for answers. And if I just give it a couple of days or whatever and just breathe through it and not worry about it, then I get a good, clear answer. But I'm human like everybody else. And there's times I want it now. Give me the answer right this second. And so I kind of push it into the way I want it to be versus the reality. So I've learned, thank God, that I can't push it. I just, if I'm not getting a clear enough answer, it means ego's in the way. So I just have to give it another day or two, breathe through it, or ask one of my friends to help me. And we exchange readings or whatever, because it's hard to read for yourself because again, ego gets in the way. When I'm giving readings to people, ego doesn't get in the way because it's not about me, it's about you and whatever your guides or angels want you to know. So, and I have no attachment to that. So, I don't know if that makes sense to you, but there it is. I'm trying to refresh again here. Hold on one second. Let's see here. No, wrong button again. You'd think I'd learn. You would think that Facebook would put it to where it refreshed and gave all comments instead of just the select few it wants to give you, right? Let me get back here one more time. I'm making sure I'm not missing anybody. I had several people ask me last week, after last week's episode, because Yogi had to get off the air because of him. I think it was a cat in another life. He does. He goes through this licking stage, but it gets this hairball in his throat, and then it chokes him, and then he panics because he's choking, and then he's like, "Mom, Mom, you got to help me right now!" He just totally freaks out, and then he starts, you know, hyperventilating. So it's like a whole process of trying to calm him down, saying, "You're going to be fine. Now just breathe. You're good." So, but thanks for checking in, because he is my baby. So let's try to get. I'm getting a circle here. Here we go. Aha! Back to where I need to be. Finally. Okay. I got Maureen and Pam. Let's see. Okay, Gail didn't say. Wait, here's one more comment. Let's see. Sacramento area. Okay, well, that's not bad then. Let's see here. Okay, I'm glad you said Sacramento. That feels good. This is Lincoln, California. Wherever you're moving into, what I'm hearing is make sure you clear out the previous tenants or whoever lived there before. Clear out the energy. Do a cleansing. I think you'll do okay. Again, I don't see you retiring there. Let's put it that way. But I think. That area will be okay for you. Feels healthier for you. Okay, you guys. We're coming up on the end of the show. So, again, thank you so, so much for being here. As always, take what resonates from the show today and what doesn't, just throw it away. You can stay tuned on What You Radio here for C.A. Brooks with her show Everyday Astrology. After C.A., it's Kelly Whetstone with her show Empowerment. And last but not least, it's the Katie Weaver Show. So stay tuned. You'll get loads of information. And I appreciate you. Thanks for showing up. Sending you all blessings, light love, and angel hugs. See you next week.